Well, g'day there, podcast listeners. I truly hope you are well, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, and in fact, whoever you are. You know, one of the things about the podcast forum or platform, if you like, is that I really don't know who it is that listens to my podcast. So the first thing I should do actually is thank you for subscribing. I hope you enjoy my podcasts when they are released. I have endeavored for the last year or so to have one released every month, and well, you know, should never start with an apology, they say, but let me apologize. I have been a little bit slack in the last couple of months. Typically, I've used this podcast forum or platform, as I said before, to share some of my favorite on the road messages. And as you know, 2020 and even now here in Australia, 2021, not nearly doing as much traveling as I have in the past, although that is starting to change. Certainly here in Australia, our borders have been letting up again within the country, and I'll be traveling. In fact, even this coming weekend, I'll be in a friend's church. Anyway, be that as it may, I will endeavor to get around to uploading some more podcasts soon. This particular podcast is very brief, as you've probably just seen, and it's simply to make a very special announcement, okay? One of the other things that I've been doing besides podcasting, or one of the things that's prevented me from uploading podcasts lately, is that I have been intensely working on finalizing my long-awaited new book on the subject of hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is basically all about how to interpret the Bible, or how to read the Bible, first and foremost, how to understand it, and then how to seek to apply its truth to our lives. Well, that whole thing, the technical term for that, Bible interpretation, is called hermeneutics. And for the last 3 to 4 years, I've been working, writing a book on the subject. Well, in the last couple of weeks, we've been finalizing that with the artist and with the layout person. There's a whole procedure, a whole bunch of steps you have to go through to launch a book. Last year in 2020, I knocked on some big doors in America to try to seek, let's put it this way, to see whether God would open a door for me to publish through what they call a traditional publishing route, basically going with a big name publisher, which is a great thing to do. It gives an author like me, who has fairly low exposure, you know, I might be known to you, but around the world, I'm certainly not one of the bigger names in the Christian world. I'm here in regional Australia, leading a church of under 250 people, so my profile is quite low. It would be great for me to be with a traditional publisher, but that door closed on me, or that door did not open, let's put it that way. And so for the last few months, I've decided to self-publish. I've essentially set up my own publishing company or publishing label. So there's the first announcement. That's called Living Letters Publishing. All right, it's based on a verse from Paul where he talks to the church in Corinth, and he says, listen, you don't need to see anything in writing from us, or no one should need to see anything in writing from us. You, the people we minister to, are our letters of recommendation. You are our living letters. And you know, that's the whole thing for me when I produce resources, whether it's content like this on a podcast or preaching on a Sunday or writing this book. It's not so much about producing the resource. The resource is in the people. You know, the great credibility of someone's ministry is the change that they make in people's lives. And so when we had to set up a publishing company, Living Letters Publishing was the name that we chose with that kind of heart. It's not about the publication, it is about the people that we are reaching. So that was the first step after last year, and since then, been working intensely this year. I've been in the middle right now of producing a video course, so that's going to be coming out in a few months' time, a seven lesson series video course on the book. I'm also right now in the midst of recording an audio book. In fact, here I am in my studio with my microphone. I was literally just reading a chapter about half an hour ago, so I'm doing that as we speak. But the printed book and the ebook version are basically complete. I literally just went to the local printer today to have a look at the final copy or the final version of the book cover, and it is looking absolutely stunning. And so literally in the next few days, I'll be clicking send off to the printer to get a whole bunch of pre-release printings done of my new book. So here you go, the book. And if you follow me on social media, other social media platforms, you probably already know this, but the book is called You Can Handle the Truth, Making Sense of the Bible in 3 Simple Steps. All right, You Can Handle the Truth. It's based on Paul's exhortation to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, where he says, be a worker who correctly handles the word of truth, or traditional versions say, who rightly divides the word of truth. And that's the whole heart of the book. You know, my job as a teacher is not just to teach people the Bible, but is to teach people how to teach themselves. Okay, it's the whole adage, you know, you can give a man a fish and great, you'll feed him for a day. But if you teach a man how to fish for himself, well, you'll feed him for a lifetime. And that is really one of the main roles of the Ephesians 4 teacher, is to equip the saints to do the work for themselves. And so that's really the heart of the book. It's unique in the hermeneutic space because it is framed as a discussion or a conversation, a mentoring discussion, just like I'm speaking to you down the microphone now. That is also the tone of the book. It's a conversation of a mentor speaking to his pupil or his student and saying, listen, this is how you go about it. And it's got some fantastic illustrations. I've got an artist in my church that I've employed to do some incredible sketches. It's got bonus articles on some hot button topics, okay? And basically, it is a comprehensive guide to correctly handling the scripture, but spoken in a way, as I said, that's conversational and that is specifically, not exclusively, put it this way, it's particularly targeted at a younger audience, people in their 20s, 30s and 40s, but not exclusively. It really is for Christians, both new and old. It's got some fantastic endorsements from all over the world. And it is very exciting, let me just say, after 3 or 4 years to be at this point. So if I had a party popper, poop, I'd pop that now. But listen, one of the reasons I'm leaving you this message is just to give you a heads up. If you don't follow me on other social media, please do that. I'll be setting up a website soon to generate interest in the book, which we are forecasting will be released in late August, early September. And one of the reasons it's taking that long, as I said earlier, for winter, my family and I are going away on holidays, and I like to totally switch off during holidays, so I'm planning to do just that. But the other thing we want to do over the next few months, June, July, and August, is really give time to promote the book. As I said, by self-publishing or setting up my own publishing company, I don't have the advantage of an American publisher who will have a lot of contacts and to be able to look after the promotion of the book, to basically make sure that people who don't know me already get to hear about it. And so in June, July, August, we really want to put effort into that. And what this actually is doing is not only buying us a little bit of extra time, but it also buys us an opportunity, or provides an opportunity for those of you who know me, who know my ministry, have maybe benefited from my ministry and would love to see that expand, is to provide an opportunity to invest in this final part of the journey. And basically, a few weeks ago, I had a guy come up to me at church and say, you know, Chad, I've heard you talk about your book just from the pulpit the other week. And he said, surely it's costing you something. Surely there's a price involved in producing a book, and I'd like to help with that. Is there any way I can get on board and help finance whatever stage you're at in your book writing journey? And I said to him, hold your horses. I'll get back to you on that, okay? And well, here we are. This is a great opportunity, particularly for those of you who have the gift of giving, who just love being generous and who love digging, putting your hand in your pocket and sowing or investing financially in ministries that have blessed you. If you would like to get involved in this final stage of my book release journey, which is basically the publicity stage, all right? My hope is to open doors, to get onto podcast interviews, maybe YouTube channels. My hope is to print and distribute over 100 free copies of the book and get that into the hands of people that have blessed me, ministries that have blessed me in my life, influential ministries, and people who have a larger platform than I currently do. Well, all that postage, printing books, getting it to them, gifting it to them, all that takes money. If you would like to be involved in that process. And I've already made this invitation to my local church, and the thought just occurred to me today, well, why not make it to you? As I said, I don't know who you are out there in podcast land. I don't know truly who it is that is tuned in and listening to this podcast. But if you would like to get involved with people in my local church, and like that gentleman that tapped me on the shoulder a few weeks ago and said, can I get involved? Well, by all means, log into my website, chadmansbridge.com, and you'll find on there links to giving. There's a PayPal option, and or those of you particularly who live in Australia, you can just fill out the form and email us, and we'll give you our bank details, and therefore it just avoids fees. Okay, obviously going through PayPal has some fees involved there, but just wanting to present that to you as an opportunity. As always with giving, absolutely no obligation, but if it's something you feel a sense to do, if something you can do with a joyful heart and would love to partner with us in getting this resource out to as many people as possible. You know, with my own sense of my own platform or sense of prominence, and the number of people that know me, it is quite likely I can sell hundreds of books. But with help in this promotion stage, we could send thousands, tens of thousands, and reach therefore far more people. It's not about selling books, remember. It's about reaching people, reaching living letters, and making a true impact on people's lives, on something as important as knowing how to handle the scriptures. And I'm sure if you listen to my podcast, I'm sure that is a passion that you would share. Again, if you want to get involved, chadmansbridge.com. Look up our giving options there and just make a note that that's what it's for. And we'll be very, very happy to put that into good use over June, July, and August. That'd be fantastic. Anyway, bless you. Just wanting to say hi, leave a bit of an exciting announcement, and then also let you know that if you don't follow me on other social media, please do that so that you get to see exactly when the book will be coming out. You can handle the truth. God bless you. Have an awesome week.